And according to Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our honor, our respect, our power is only in the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much so that Hazrat teaches us, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his finger and split the moon, till today when we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that power is more in the Sunnah than that time. Allah Ta'ala shows His miracle and powers only now and then on the hands of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes some karamat. It's not every day, but in the power of Sunnah, we'll see, like today we see the Taliban, small force, they are the superpower. They conquered the world, but they remain firm. You have to remain firm on Sunnah. Then you will see, so not change or your way of, like today, how we didn't follow Sunnah properly, so they're telling you, you must change your way of worship. You have to adjust the way of worship you do. Now Sunnah teaches us, stand straight like a strong wall. No, you must distance yourself. Allahu Akbar. So I have to realize, I shifted from the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to stand with total humbleness in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in his time he saw one youngster keeping his head down. Then he used to have a whip with him, and where the handle of the whip, he pushed the youngster at the back of his neck, and then he said, "Attaqwa hauna." Don't keep your head down and don't have an artificial form of humbleness. Humbleness is in the heart. Know where you are standing in the court of Allah, and stand how Allah wants you to stand, not what how you think you should stand. And how fortunate we are. Our deen comes from Allahu Akbar, a chain. And that is why we should follow our mashayikh. Don't try and understand your deen on your own. Even you can become a great alim. You have got your shaykh, you've got your mashayikh, your asatiza, follow them. They have given us the proper explanation. But we want to think, no, now I'm in the same position. Now I can also go and make tahqeeq and research. So now I can get all other loopholes. And nazar sajda ke maqam par jamai, and keep your gazes firm on the spot where you're going to make sajda. In other words, with total humbleness, you are awe-stricken that me in the court of such a great king, where could I ever get such an appointment? And I'm getting an honorable appointment. Now you just stand with utter respect. And as Hazrat teaches us how we should fold our hands with great respect. And like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to teach us and say that you have no right to stand like this, how you fold your hands in namaz in front of anybody else. So much so that sometimes just natural you stand like this. Anybody used to stand like this in front of Hazrat Hakim Sahib immediately used to shout it. Say, heart, leave your hands loose. You're not allowed to stand like this only in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So humbleness, and we have to learn, and that is why namaz has to be learned from the kitab. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. In the kitabs you'll get the masail, like Hazrat explained yesterday. The fuqaha will give us the masail, which is extremely important. But the deeper things and the connection with Allah Ta'ala, you'll get from the Sufiya. And then when you have realized this, then you read your Subhanakallahumma, as we explained. This is like you are greeting Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you have read your Alham Sharif, Surah Fatiha, which Allah Ta'ala taught us. All the brains of the world would never have known how to ask our need in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We see, even you get opportunity at Multazam, and what du'as you are making, our Dada Shaykh says, you can ask everything in the world. But if you didn't ask Allah, oh Allah, I want you ask for nothing. And if you only ask Allah for Allah Himself, you have asked for everything. So that is why we have to learn and have connection with the friends of Allah. The more you got this connection, the more you see the value of your salah, then the engagement with Allah Ta'ala is something else. Us waqt khayal kare ke mujhe Allah Jalla Shanu ke huzuri Allah. Now when you start presenting your need, that is when you start reading Surah Fatiha, then have this firm thought in your mind that now I am in the presence of Allah. I am talking directly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And ma'iyat, Allah is with me, Allahu Akbar. As we learn in zikr, ana jalisu man zakarani. When you just make zikr, Allah is with you. Then when you write in the court of Allah, you think Allah is just going to leave you standing there like any other important person. You go to his office, he said, the secretary will tell you, wait, the boss is coming. Allah, immediately you say, Allahu Akbar, Allah's attention is on directly upon you. And Allah is with you. And then not only Allah Ta'ala just teaches, just leaves you, that you just carry on talking. Baham kalami hasil ho gayi. You got such a honor that now you're having a dialogue with Allah. This namaz is not itself just you talking to yourself or you just reading. You have a dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. It comes clearly in the hadith in Muslim Sharif, as it is mentioned here. Alham Sharif aur baad mein surah milana, ye sab kalami ilahi hai, jo meri zuban par jari hai. That when I'm reading surah Fatiha, and I'm reading the surah after that, what am I reading? Not my own words. It's not even the words of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's the words of Allah. So I'm talking directly to Allah. Allah teaches me how to talk. Allahu Akbar. How should I know how to talk? How Allah taught me, that is how I must talk. Allahu Akbar. We see in any home, a child grows up, the language of the parents he learns automatically. So we have to learn the language of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Qur'an-i Kareem. That is what the first thing we're supposed to be learning. And from my dirty tongue, I am talking and saying the words of Allah. Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine what a great honor this Sahaba Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to pick up Qur'an-i Kareem, kiss it, and Allahu Akbar, fall unconscious. He comes back to his consciousness, again he kisses it, he opens it, Haza Kalamu Rabbi. This is the word of my Allah. Where am I fit to read the word of Allah, which means Allah has given me the opportunity to talk to Allah Ta'ala. And as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, this is a dialogue in Muslim Sharif, clear narration, that jis waqt banda Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen kehta hai, when a person says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and ponder lightly over the meaning, how many years we reading Surah Fatiha, let us at least learn the brief meaning of it, that all praises only for Allah, who is the Rabb of all the universes. When you say this, to Khuda Ta'ala farmate ki ye meri banda ne meri tarif ki, the servant of mine praised me. Immediately Allah replies to you, Hamidani Abdi, that my slave has praised me. I have heard your praises, O my banda. So Allah is talking to you. Directly Allah is talking to you. Which king, which person give you so close attention? And every servant of Allah, as we learn, just think I'm the person who is the poorest of poorest men. And I've got the greatest need. And I'm standing in front of the richest men. The most kind being. The most generous being. And Allahu Akbar. Like that a poor person will think, where can I enter this office? Allah is calling you and now you're in that court and Allah is talking to you. And then when a person says, or Jab Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim kehta hai, then when a person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, to farmate hai ke ye mere bande ne meri barai bayan ki. Allahu Akbar. When a person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, my servant has proclaimed my greatness, my great honor, that Asna alayya abdi, my servant has praised me in such a magnificent way that he knows my quality. Allahu Akbar. What qualities have I got that I'm most merciful, most kind? I have jab iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in kehta hai, to Allah jalla jalaluhu farmati hai ke ye mere aur mere bande ke darmiyan hai. When he says maliki yawmiddin, which comes, yeah, it's not there, but when a person says Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah Ta'ala says Majjadani Abdi, that look at my slave, he has mentioned my majesty, he knows who I am, he knows I am the owner of the day of judgment. So now fully Allah Ta'ala's attention towards you, now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to express who you are and what you want. Immediately you say, Ya Allah, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Only do we worship, O Allah. I accept I'm your slave. I have no choice but to only worship you. Don't only ask. And what I want from you, Iyaka Nasta'in. I only want your help. I only need your help. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has called us to beg the help of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala then immediately says to Allah, kehta hai to Allah Jalla Jalalu, Jalla Shanu farmate hai ki ye mere aur mere bande ke darmiyan hai. Allah Ta'ala says, Haza baini wa baina abdi. This is between me and my servant. Half he's giving for me, that he's saying I'm his slave. On the other hand, he's begging like a slave that, oh Allah, I only want your help. So Allah Ta'ala says, look at my servant, and he's boasting about us by the malaika. So what honor, if we just ponder little, then what enjoyment is in namaz? How eager will we be going for namaz? But we don't know myself this reality. Aur jo kuch usne manga, khas usi ke waste. And whatever he asked, wali abdi ma sa'ala, Allah already say, what you ask, I have given you. You ask for help, my help is with you fully. And when Allah says you got help, Allahu Akbar. Like the Hazrat says, that a lion in the jungle is a very disgusting, weak animal, small animal, a fox. He is a very coward animal, also frightened animal. But if the lion tells him, that don't worry, you got my support. Now he wants to attack the elephant and he wants to show he is a big boss. So when Allah has told us that, no, my banda, what you ask, my help is what you. Allahu Akbar. And then when a person says, Abjad ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdaldin. Kehta hai, to ye, to farmate hai, farmata hai ke ye mere bande ke waaste hai. When a person reads now you presenting your real need. What help of Allah I need? I need guidance. Put me on the straight path. That path with the people who you favored, all your special servants, I'm not worthy. You just put me on that straight path. And not the part of those people, your anger is upon them. Till today. And those that have gone astray, Allah Ta'ala says, ke ye mere bande ke waas, haza li abdi. This is for my servant. I have given you this already. Now if a person is conscious, like this, if you're asking somebody, a great man, somebody just told, like children, we tell them, say this, tell Hazrat, make dua. They don't even know what they're asking. So myself, like children in front of the court of Allah, we're asking but we don't know what we are. Or we're just unmindful. We're just reading Surah Fatiha, we don't know what we are talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And according to your level of closeness, it is mentioned that very special servants, they actually feel that Allah Ta'ala is talking to them. They can feel that and that emotion in them. And that is why they can spend hours in tahajjud namaz. They forget that Allahu Akbar. A sahabi just got married. His friend asked him that come and have a meal with me after Isha. He accepts the dawat. He starts his nafal after Isha. And before he knows, it's Fajr. His friend says, what happened? I'm waiting for you. He says, what could I tell you, man? When I just started talking to Allah, I just couldn't stop. And when we know we're talking to Allah, myself is easy to talk and to read and to listen. But if we make some much to a certain degree at least, we will see that this is namaz all about. Then you can be talking to anybody else. Azan goes, you realize it's already azan. You say, bye, please, I'll meet you later on. I have no time. Forget your any friend. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azan used to go. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu used to say, our honorable mother, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, space used to change. Like he's not with us anymore. Different world. Now I have to go meet my Allah. Where I got time to talk to anybody else? اور اسی طرح بعد میں جو سورت شریف پڑھی جائے گی اس میں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ سے ہم کلام ہونے کا دھیان ہے. Similarly, when we read Surah Fatiha, read the Surah, then pay attention that I am talking to Allah Ta'ala. And even better, if you can learn the meanings of the Surah. And like we said, we got patent Surah. Kulu Allah wa'ad, kulu a'udhu rabbi al-falaq, kulu a'udhu rabbi al-nas, wal-asr, inna atayna. So easy just to learn the meanings of this. And we have mentioned Miftahul Quran, an easy kitab, will able to teach you very quickly and simply the meanings of these surahs. And then when you pay attention, then what can be said? Then Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi says, a person who takes a qasam that I spoke to Allah, his qasam is not incorrect. He doesn't have to give kafara because you spoke to Allah. And Allah spoke to you in salah. Allahu Akbar. So what a great honor. Then Hazrat Sufi Sahib mentions Malfuza, that important lesson to learn here. That same, like I mentioned in the end of the other sabak, is sabak ki puri mash jab tak hazbe sabi ke na kare, kare agla sabak na shuru kare. He says similarly, this lesson also tell you don't practice. And till it doesn't come in your life, you don't carry on the next sabak. But we don't have time, and let us see, am I trying to at least my 2 rakats, nafal or whatever, or even the sunnah after when we start our zohar, am I have got some concentration, some attention to what I have learned. Just think what I learned, and Allahu Akbar. This is not that we just know the sabak, or we heard it. No, it has to come in my life. It has to come into me. And this is the reality of what is tasawuf all about. That ma'lumat ku ma'mulat bana di. What you know must be your action. Not just I give a big lecture like me sitting here giving a big, making muzakara actually. But in myself, namaz is still not there. There's no reality of namaz. When I just come to know this, and like Allahu Akbar, when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and you just pay attention little, you'll be shocked. Like Hazrat explained, our Dada Sheikh says, do you know the loving tarjuma of Surah Fatiha? One is the meaning, just the basic meaning. To come to know of the loving meaning, what you are taught, what Allah gave you to, how to present your need. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, all praises belongs only to Allah. Allah's name is full, encompass all the qualities in Allah's name. And all praises, as we explained, all four types of praises, whether a person praises himself out of stupidity, that is also Allah's praises. Whether somebody else praises you, and Allah praises for himself, and Allah praises his servants, all that only for Allah. But Allah now gives us an introduction. Who is your Allah? Do you know who is your Allah? Rabbul Alameen. Allah is that my Allah is. Allahu Akbar. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Firaun asked him, that you telling me worship Allah, your Rabb. Mar Rabbukuma ya Musa? Who is your Rabb? Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdin. My Allah is my Rabb who created me and created everybody, and Allah put us on our path. Allah showed us how to lead our life. Allah did not send us in the world. And who is Rabb? Rabb who brings something from non-existence into existence. And how Shaitan tries to fool us in the name of education, that now you are big scientist and what you say, matter can't be created, it can't be destroyed. For Allah Ta'ala doesn't need matter. Allah can create it in a split, millionth of a split moment and destroy it immediately. Allah created us. Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقْنَا insan, out of authority we created insan. And today they made us like idiots and fools, and teaching us and our children that no, our forefathers were monkeys. Darwin's theory of evolution, in three subjects in schools it is taught. And from now, before it was taught in a higher grade, now right in the lower grades already, showing the children's pictures of skeletons, etc., and ingraining in their minds. Allah Ta'ala says, I am your Rabb, Banda. I made you, and not only you, Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb. Allah's name is there already, Allah. All praises belongs to Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is introducing that you know who am I. I am your Rabb. I brought you into existence. Like Ibrahim a.s. says, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, I submitted. I accept you, my creator. I can't turn to anybody else besides you. I have no option. And Allah did not just now create us and say, my banda, go and love your life how you want to. No. Allah made all the arrangements for our needs. Every arrangement, and not only for me, 80, some mufassirin say over 80,000 creation of Allah. And that's just like an estimate. We can't imagine the creation of Allah. One species of, just one species of ants, there's a whole this thing. That's the whole world on its own. So Allah Ta'ala created all, Rabbul Alameen. Allah brought us into, and for insan, what great honor, after making all the arrangements of the whole world, the skies, the earth, everything, then Allah created what great honor, Hazrat Insan. So Allah is my Rabb. And then not only Allah is my Rabb and Allah left me now, go in the world and see to your own needs. Allah says, my banda, inna Allahu wa razzaq. Allah will feed you. Don't worry, your greatest need that you need for your physical existence is your oxygen. Till now we all easily breathing in oxygen. But we didn't make shukr to Allah. Allah brought one, whether it's a pandemic or whatever it is. And we say it was a big virus. Allah is just drawing our attention. That till today did you make shukr that you're breathing oxygen. Now little shortage of oxygen and everybody, the whole world is running helter skelter. And still Allah Ta'ala is giving us. That atheist and that scientist who says that there is no God, he is also dependent on Allah Ta'ala for his oxygen. And Allah is giving everybody. And see how Allah Ta'ala, not only our oxygen, then our nourishment for our body Allah Ta'ala is giving. That every creature of Allah, Allah gives his own diet. Allahu Akbar. If we just get we invite some people and then they phone and they say we coming for the dawat, how many people you invited, but I got a sugar problem, so I can't eat I can only eat this. The next person will phone that I'm coming for the dawat, but I got high blood. The next person will phone, I'm coming for the dawat, but I got this, I got ulcers. Now you tell your wife you have to make this. Say, what kind of people, what kind of mehman you invited? That I'm going to cook some. Allah Ta'ala every day gives the diet for the elephant. Allah gives the diet for the bird. Allah gives the diet for insan, variety. All the other creation getting one diet every day. We getting a variety of diets all the time. And Allahu Akbar. And only Allah is Razzaq. Only Allah can feed. And Razzaq is not that He just gives you your food and put it in front. Razzaq means that great being who will make sure the food goes down your throat and into your belly. Many times you see, you put a sweet in your mouth, you got a child in your hand, your own child or your grandchild, he puts his hand in your mouth and takes out the sweet. It was not for you, it was for him. So Allah is Razzaq. What is yours, you will get. And that is why Hazrat teaches us also. Many times we invited on a dastarkhan, my eyes are, hey, that pie there, that's in that plate, I'm looking for it. If it's yours, it's going to come to you. If it's not yours, it can be right in front of you, it won't come to you. So Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. One of the four kings that Allah made them the owners of the world. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the owner of the world. He had control of the jinnat, of the air, of all the insects, of all the... He knew their language, everything. Now when Allah gave him so much honor after making dua, that Allah give me such kingdom, nobody had like that. Allah accepted his dua. It came in his heart one day that, oh Allah, you gave me this honor. Give me the opportunity to feed the creation for 1 month. Allah says, Sulaiman, this is impossible. You will never able, this is not for you. I made you the king, but to feed everybody, you won't able to do that. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam kept off, for example, if we say we want to feed the people of Azagbal, it's not within our capacity. Then what about the whole suburb, Krugersdorp, etc.? Impossible. Just the people in our street will say, just 20 houses I'll feed, you never able to manage. So anyway, like one jalsa, you invite people and people come. Ask the people who's making khidmat. Ask the cook, etc. Chur ho jate. When after that he says, hey, no dawat after this. He's finished, the poor man. But Sulaiman alayhi salam begged Allah. 3 days Allah said, no, you can't. Then finally to show him, Allah Ta'ala said, okay Sulaiman, one meal, breakfast I will give you. And for that I give you a whole year to prepare. Whole year, and he had, Allahu Akbar, all the jinnat under his control. He had everybody under his control. So what arrangements he made. Whole year he prepared food for that one breakfast for all the creation of his city. And Allahu Akbar, after 1 year, he made dua, oh Allah, I'm ready. Allah says, you sure, Sulaiman alayhi salam, you ready? He said, oh Allah, I've prepared all my army, everybody were ready, they prepared so much food. Allah said, okay, Allah sent one fish from the ocean, and what one morsel, he ate that whole 1 year's stock. And then he asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, where's the, I want more. He says, what kind of visitor are you? What kind of mehman? You just, if you one swipe, you finish everything. He says, oh Sulaiman, my Allah gives me every day 3 times this amount just for my breakfast. So that is Rabbul Alameen. That is our Rabb, and Allah is the seeing to all the needs of all the creation at the same time. Allah Ta'ala knows that end that is walking in the darkest corner of the earth. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. When Musa alayhi salam, there's no time to go into the depth. When one day it came in his heart that Allah Ta'ala is Zul Jalal, Allah is very mighty, but Zul Ikram, Allah is also very kind. Allahu Akbar. He said, oh Allah, show me that. Allah said, oh Musa, you take your stick, hit a rock. He hit the rock, that rock split, he saw another rock inside. Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala told him, hit the second rock. He hit the second rock, he saw there's another rock inside. Allah Ta'ala told him, hit the third rock. Allahu Akbar. He hit the third rock, what he saw? He saw a worm in that third rock. What a green leaf in his mouth. And that worm is making tasbih. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala, praise be to Allah who has created me. Allah Ta'ala who knows my address. And Allah sends my rozi on time for me. Allahu Akbar. So that is our Allah. So Hazrat is saying that is our Rabb. And Allah Ta'ala who created us, and not just created us anyhow. Allah gave us such a beautiful body. Allah gave us our brains. Allah gave us our eyes. And then our brains also, Allah tightened the screws, not too tight, not too loose, as somebody say you 5 bob short or something. Allah gave us proper brains, everything. And then also, Allahu Akbar. Today if we think that somebody, your friend or anybody goes to Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, and you didn't tell him anything, but he comes back, he gives you a topi. You get so happy, you thought of me in Madinah Sharif, and you brought a topi. You go home, you tell your wife, she tell you, phone him again, tell him Jazakallah, or send him a message again, and tell him Jazakallah again, over and over, you telling other people, this man for that 20 rial topi, you talking so much about it. But did I ever say one day, oh Allah, Jazakallah, you gave me a head to put on my topi. And not just a head, you gave me brains to think where I must put on my topi. I don't have to clean my shoes with my topi. But sadly today we don't know the value of the topi also. We don't know the value of our head. So this is when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, we just get a blink of our eyes of the heart opening up. Then we'll start seeing reality. Now when you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now when you think Allah is their creator and the owner of the whole universe and Allah's authority and power is so great, now you think that Allah is an authoritarian, that Allah is a dictator. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Like a person gets little authority in this world, he says, I'm the boss, you must listen to me. And like even I said, we are husband in the house also. Our Dada Sheikh says, when you come home, then you make your eyes red, like you are very big Sufi and you want to just talk with. No, that is the time to talk softly. Put your tasbih in your pocket. That is the time to smile. Not on the phone when you're talking to a secretary, then you say, oh, anything for you, madam. And when your wife talks to you, that you think I'm your boy. No, that is the time to humble yourself. So we think that Allah Ta'ala immediately puts us at ease. That I own the world, but I don't work. My working is not like a dictator. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I am extremely merciful. Ar-Rahman, Rahim Ad-Dunya, Wal-Akhirah. وَرَحِيمَهُمَا That Allah, Ar-Rahman means, Allah is that merciful and great being who shows His mercy in this world and in the hereafter. And not only in this world and in the hereafter, Allah's mercy is for all His creation. Even those people who say we are atheists, Allah doesn't block the water for them. Allah doesn't block the oxygen for them. Allah gives them, they say we don't believe in God, Allah still gives them everything. Allah gives the snakes everything. And the Ar-Rahman is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala, which outwardly has got some pain also sometimes. Like for example, you're sick, you need an operation. Now they're going to cut you. But after that you'll get cure. And then not only cut, if you're going for a heart operation, then before they even cut you, then they tell you how much it's going to cost. Now before they start that operation, you got another heart attack. So what Allah Ta'ala in this world, that is that Allah's mercy is for everybody. And Allahu Akbar, how much mercy the mothers have got, how much the fathers have got, those that are real fathers. Today, sadly, with all this terrible way of living, that is why our Dada Sheikh says that you see in the so-called first world countries, and today it's creeping up in the Muslims, that they put their parents like in a foul run, because they don't know who's their parents. The mother herself don't know which is the true husband of the child. The child don't know who's his father, who's the mother. So they don't have respect for their parents. Throw them in the foul run. Allah Ta'ala doesn't throw us away. Allah Ta'ala is that great being that you don't turn to Allah Ta'ala. Still Allah Ta'ala showers you with mercy. So that is that Allah Rabbul Izzah, that in this world also you need operation. Allah made the means for you. Allah will give you the cure. The doctor won't give you cure. You have to pay the doctor a big price and get another heart attack. But Allah Ta'ala will see to your needs all the time. So immediately turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah, Ar-Rahman. And Ar-Rahim is that mercy of Allah which is only for the believers. And from the believers, the special believers, those who build their contact with Allah and become the pious servants, they stay away from the disobedience of Allah. They only got two worries. That one worry, I mustn't displease my Allah. And the other worry, when I leave the world, I must have full connection with Allah. Imani Kamil. And that is their worry. For such people, Allah gives them such mercy in this world, there's no difficulty whatsoever. No problems in this world. And in the year after, the mercy will only be for them. Like Allah Ta'ala says, that if the true Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if the world had the value of a wing of a mosquito, no kafir would have got one drop of water. In this world, we don't see that value. When we come to Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَنَفِيدُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The people of Jahannam, when their eyes open up now, and they will see some of their friends in Jannat, then they will cry, please give us some water. Allah will say, now you see reality. حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Now one drop of that tasty, cool water will be haram on the kafirs. So that is our Allah when we say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And now you realize the great honor of Allah. What is Allah's great position? Not just the king, not just the judge. Allah is the owner of the day of judgment. That is the day when Allah Ta'ala says, nobody will be allowed to talk in the court of Allah. That day, on the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be in the condition of nafsi. I don't know what is be my condition. The only personality that we have to follow and will have courage to go and fall in the court of Allah will be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he says, that day Allah will put such praises that I never said in my life again. So we have to follow only the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala, when Allah makes judgment, nobody has the right to question the judgment of Allah. Nobody has, and Allah Ta'ala, if Allah, like Hazrat explained, Allah wants to forgive you, nobody can tell Allah, this was the biggest sinner, how can you forgive him? Or this person, he was a pious person, now why are you throwing him in Jahannam? Nobody has the right to question Allah. In tu'azibum fa'innahum ibaduk. We are all the slaves of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. But Allah is very kind, very merciful. Allah is Halim. Allah is very tolerant. Allah Ta'ala is ahkamul hakimin. Allah's decisions are full of wisdom. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't, now Allah Ta'ala teaches us, when you have realized this, now, man arafa rabbah, faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever has got a brief understanding and marifat of his Rabb, he'll understand, who am I? Iyaka na'bud, wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, only you do I bow down to. Only you do I, I'm your slave, oh Allah. I'm not your servant. I'm your slave, oh Allah. I have no right. You created me without deserving it in the least, but so Allah, I'll only bow down to you. Then you won't become a slave of your boss. You won't, the husband, wife won't become the slave of a husband or the slave of your father. You get up in the morning, make shukr, oh Allah, my rosy, you took responsibility. Not my wife can feed me, not I can feed her, not my boss can feed me. You took responsibility. And Allah, iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I only seek you. Our greatest need, Allah Ta'ala taught us, that you are the beggars, registered beggars in my court. All of you put together individually, collectively. So ask me for help. That every minute you need the help of Allah. Allah gave me brains, but is my brains going to function properly? That one minute my brain can twitch, one just clot of blood, and we say brain hemorrhage. Oh, well, my heart is going to function properly. One clot, and now the doctors are also worried that if you don't do a heart attack, heart operation same time, what's going to happen? My brains, my eyes, Allahu Akbar. And then every minute, you get up in the morning, you're still a little sleepy. You kick the bed on the side, you fell down, brain hemorrhage. Now you're supposed to be the CEO of a company. So everybody is every minute in need of Allah. If you think your body is in order, you don't know something, a storm can come. The roof can blow away. What's going to happen to you? Or your roof falls onto you, what's going to happen to you? So every minute you got all that and you say, I got my roof, everything can't fall. I got security system. And Allahu Akbar. Next minute you see somebody standing right at your bed with a gun. Now where are you going to turn to? Even an atheist when he's going for his cruise in and his luxury cruise in the ocean and there's no God, he's in dancing and wine and everything. Allah sends one wind and Allah says, ask him where he turns to. Now he asks Allah, please take me to the shore. I won't be ungrateful when he comes to the shore, back to his normal life. So I shouldn't be like this. That I come in namaz, I should be thinking, I'm telling Allah, I need your help. But after namaz, I'm back on my phone. I'm back in a different world. And then the greatest help that we need is in a sirat al-mustaqim. That, oh Allah, put us on that straight path in everything. And as Hazrat has taught us, you read this 7 times morning, every day. Allah, in every matters of deen, dunya, everything. And what is that straight path? The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The straight path is two dots. The straight line, that is the straight path. You just go little off, you crooked. The straight road to a place, and that the straight road to Allah, Naqsh-e Qadam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. Follow in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not go via the wrong road and then you realize. And like that Allah ta'ala taught us, that today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not around, but see how Allah ta'ala taught us, Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people I favored, that not people want to say, we followed sunnah directly. So I don't follow my sheikh, I just look at hadith. Hadith is something and sunnah is something. Sunnah you learn from the friends of Allah ta'ala. Hadith you learn from the kitab. And that is why many people make a big mistake, that once in a while, maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in a hadith, he had to stand and urinate. Now you say hadith gives us permission to stand and That is not the sunnah, that was not the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have a topi on, now you say it's not necessary to wear. So understand where you're going to understand deen. Allah ta'ala says, Sirat al-ladina an'amta, that is the straight path. Follow your pious elders. Follow, they will guide you. And Allah, even if a person doesn't learn hadith, he will be more on the straight path than a person who learns hadith, but wants to go delve into the hadith, and don't want to follow our fuqaha, don't want to follow our mashayikh, etc. He'll get totally lost, and Allah says, immediately Allah reminds us, not what your outward eyes see, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not the eyes of those people who have gone astray. Allah's anger is of them. Allah gave them the best gifts in this world, but they went into materialism. They made materialism their God and they forgot Allah Ta'ala. And those who went astray, so remember, everything, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's bodily, whether it's emotionally also, we need Allah's help all the time. Emotionally also, sometimes like now this virus, somebody else is sick somewhere, 500 miles away, and you say, what if the virus come to me? Now all the time you're so fearful that you don't need to wear a mask, you're wearing it all the time. Because that phobia came into you. So you need Allah Ta'ala all the time. In our deen also, you don't know, at the moment our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says that why we on deen, Allah's tajalli of Al-Hadi, Allah's special focus, that Allah is the one who guides, Allah's focus of guidance is on us. That is why we on deen. Allah and the heart of every creation is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Ya Muqallib Al-Qulub, oh the changer of heart, don't let your focus of hadi turn away from me, let your focus of adal comes on me, and immediately I turn away from deen. And I start loving the ways of the enemy. Allahu Akbar. Like we see, ulama today, we enjoy dining and wining and breaking fast with which type of people. And we honor them, Allahu Akbar. Just to honor a sinful person is not permissible. To honor a bidati, then what to honor a kafir and anybody else? And we say, no, we have to be a Muslim. We must be considerate to everybody. Allahu Akbar. You know, not considerate to Allah Ta'ala. That is the sign that Allah's tajalli has changed from you. Like Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh says, sometimes you're going for collection, and you know this is a very rich man, and he's your friend, everything. But that day he's just not giving you. Don't get upset. That Allah's tajalli of Al-Mani, that Allah is pulling him back. He can't give. He wants to give, he can't give. And sometimes a person you think, where he'll give you? And he gives you such an amount. Allah's tajalli of Al-Mu'ti is on you. So think that Allah is Allahu Akbar. And Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So we have to decide what kind of mercy of Allah we want. We want that mercy with no pain. And we want that special mercy. Like if there's presents given out, you want the special gift. So if I want the special gift, when I'm saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina al-Amta alayhim, I must make my life accordingly. And Allah taught us that just be in the company of the friends of Allah. Automatically you'll start loving sunnah, you'll start loving their way of life, and then you'll be on that path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, you'll be living in a dream world. That I say, I go find my namaz, but you'll say, what's wrong in wearing a Bermuda? What's wrong in wearing suit and tie? You can't be so firm, you can't be so rigid. It's nothing wrong in there, just nothing wrong has led us to wear. Today the ummah, where we are gone to, and we have even altered our way of worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to realize that all the time we are totally in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Every time, every minute, And we have to learn and understand our deen through the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should understand and realize that what have I understood? Main samjha nahi, lakh asrar-e Muhammad samjha nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya. What do I know? Absolutely nothing. Allah has taught us. And through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it came down with such a chain. According to our zamana, Allah has given us that mashayikh. So we should make shukr to Allah. If we just ponder and think just of the meaning of Surah Fatiha and the meaning of the surah, now automatically you'll realize the next lesson which comes about ruku, etc., that you'll just be forced that I must just fall into to ruku. I must just bow down to my, actually in sajda, but it will be explained why we're going to ruku first, etc. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding.